ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz, Le'ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Aaron Brafman Zatzal, Harav Aaron Mordechai ben Shlomo Zalman Zatzal.
Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tzadik Tes, Amud Aleph. We're mostly learning about the Zmani Yemaisa Mashiach and the Taiva that will be. The Gemara over here says that the Taiva is only to the Yidden. That for the goyim, it won't be an ar, it'll be a choshech. The Gemara brings a raya from Ahu Mino, the Rebavu, Imesayosi Messiah, as he answered him back, L'chichofi l'uchashoicha l'hanuinshi. And he brings a raya from Posi, a choshi rechas oritz, varofil lu'umim, varlecho yizach Hashem, vakavar alecho yira. As the Gemara brings a raya from a min, to what will be to a goy. As near a mikan is a mokar for the soy that the Maral says in the first Mishnah, the Rambam is also meduik, he learned that way. Mishnah says, kol yisal yesh lam chelek loy lam haba. As Maral says, Meduik, that Elu Shein Lem Chelik Loi Lam Haba is because it's Oy Shem Yisrael, somebody who's Koifer, as he loses his Shem Yisrael. Because that's why the Gemara is Medama Min, somebody who's a Koifer to a Goy, because Beda is Ein Lem Shem Yisrael. And over here is a Gvaldika and Gosha under Achmanis Agdela. Elu sheyotzel me'aderech and chas v'shalom they do averus. Mamish they had kol karcha be'toyva. They could have been zeicha la'or gadol and been kind la'or gadol. The samu hakol l'choishech. They turn everything into a choishech gadol. Menetzach mitzachim. Chas te Hashem ve'elu shaholchem ba'aderech la'or gadol, which is meusid v'kolchem. Afterwards is the sugyan Yemoi Samashiach of Kamazman is Yemoi Samashiach. There's different Tanoim, Darshan from different places. The Yad Ramah says that he has a steer there. Rebelaz in one place is Darshan, Dalin Meir Shana in one place Darshan's Arboim Shana. He says, Betzem, these sheetahs, one, because they had a Kabbalah Miraboisa. They're just being medayik from Psukim and dashing the Psukim, Kefim Hashanira from the Psukim. He still says that, but there's a steer in the Psukim. Mice, the way he's dashing, one Pasuk says 40 years, one Pasuk says 400. Zok there that if there's Zeichers, then Yemoi Samashiach will be longer, and if not, it'll be less, like the Gemara, the Makar L'Chayr is the Gemara before. And Tzadik Zayin, the Gemara says, Yemoi Samashiach could be Alpayim Shana, V'yotza Masha Yotza, we weren't Zeichers to Mashiach, Mishum Avayu Nesenu Shehirbu. That's Yemoi Samashiach could have been longer, but because we weren't Zeichers, we didn't get it. And the Chidushi Aran, the new Sharan is mas by the shidus that are mismayit v'mayis hamashiach. The Neri is bothering him. What are they being mismayit? V'mayis hamashiach. As he says, because the ma'ase if the v'mayis hamashiach is tchias hamesim and gzchar memes we saw in the beginning of the perek, the Rambam and the Ramban, that the ikar gzchar is lo'olam haba, not the v'mayis hamashiach. As Lefi Zetz, Nocha Knech, why is he being mismayed in Yemoi Samashiach? Not because he wants to be mismayed in Tovis Klal Yisrael. Fakat, he wants the Yomim of afterwards to happen quicker. Nira, Lefi Leran, what's Shannon demand the Yom that a Megadol Yemoi Samashiach? Abad de Moida, that the Tova Yosef Dogos, this man of afterwards. Nor, we saw in the Rambam in the Maral before, and that's Sadiq Chesamid base that Yemoi Samashiach is the Achono L'Olam Haba, the Lashon Maral, was it's a Sulam L'Alois. As they hold, you need more Zman Kedele to be on the Madrega that you should be right L'Olam Haba. As that's why you need a Ribu Zman of Yemoi Samashiach Kedele Gia to the Dargo of L'Olam Haba. The Gemara The Gemara brings man the yom, the Moisa Mashiach is shivim elo shana, the Moisa Bria sa oilam. The Yadramas says the choylik on the Braisa before and daf sadik zayin Rev Katina. He means the Gemara we saw the oilam is sheish elo shana and Yemoisa Mashiach is in the last 2,000 years. As Lafidis man the yom, the Yemoisa Mashiach is shivim elo shana, the Moisa Bria sa oilam, it's zicha more than that. As Zog the Yadramas, weiss the chois. There is a machloikis in that memory that we had before, that the Oilam is Sheshes Elofim Mishana. So, if this is the different Tanoim, the Sada the Pshat, now let's go into a little bit deeper into the Yonim. What's the beer of the Zmanim? What's the different Zmanim? What's the meaning behind the Zmanim? Let's go into. As the Zman Jal Mem Shana, the Mashal learns, it's L'shalem b'chazara, the Zman that they were in the Midbar, that they didn't have that Toivot, but Hashem will give it back after the Zeicha. But you could learn also that Kimei Seisra Mitzayim, Eren and Eflois, Chazal Dash in the Pasuk, that the Gula Sidus Daimet to Yitzias Mitzayim, was just like then, there were 40 years, when they add Shegir Latz Yisrael, so I didn't, there'll be 40 years of Yimai Samashiach, Lefnei Shegir, to Olam Haba, the Shvetz, the Gemar. The Mandium of Ayin Shana, you could say, is Keneged Chayi Adam, and the word is that over there, there'll be Yichyad Ayin Shana, Betzura Acheres. The Rebbe says that Mashiach will be L'shelosh Doiris. The Magolius Ayam says a Neitch Kneitch that the Pirush Mishnayos in the first Mishnah says that Mashiach will die and afterwards will be Yimlech Doi and afterwards will be Yimlech Ben Benoi. Where's the Makar of the Rambam? Zogt, the Magolius Ayam, it's this Gemara. Yimoisa Mashiach is three Doiris. What's a Dar when a person dies and then the children and then the grandchildren. As that was Kilo the Mak of the Rambam. Yeah, if you the other Rishonim that learn that there will be the Mashiach won't die and it'll be Zeicha to this man of Tchias HaMesim and after this man of Tchias HaMesim there's no Misa. As you would learn that which the Gemara means Gimel Dairus, it means the Zman that it takes for Gimel Dairus, not that there will be Gimel Dairus Mamish. Yeah. There's a man the Omar that says that the Zman of Yemoisa Mashiach is Shin Samech Shana Keneged the Shin Samech Yomim in the year. As you agree, Masbir, that the Shin Samech Loisa says, as the Schar that they were Shomru Mila Avra Loisa say, is the Shin Samech Shana. Or, in the beginning of Parshas Vayechi, brings from the Zohar, the Arizal, that every Yom is another Nitzus of the Neshama, and the Levush Achal the Neshama, La'asid Lavoi. The Schar is, L'kol Yom B'Yom, every Yom is Nochan Avoida. As a Mela, the Yemois HaMashiach is for every day of the year, you get a Miyuchad Yigaskar, there's another Ilu Shana Keneged, the year of the day of Avoda. That's a Gavaldius Iris or a person. You shouldn't say half tomorrow, there's plenty of time. Every day is Choshev, every day is a Naya Avoda, Naya Nitzis, a Naya Chelik of the Neshama, Naya Levush of the Neshama. The Mandiyam of Zayin Elef Shana is Keneged Zayin Yimei Amishta Shel Chosin Mechala. The beer is that the relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael is daimed to the relationship of a chas and a kala. Golus is daimed to Almana. As the man that the Gula Sido will come back, it's kilo v'choyze v'nishatim. This is the Mashalim of Shloim HaMelech v'shir HaShirim Shekenu v'nishikis piyu oida pam. Har Sinai was Yeshikenu Meneshikas Piyu. Limud HaTaira, Lassid Lavai, when we're Zeichet to the Gula, will be Limud HaTaira, Eirapam. That's the Zivug of Klal Yisrael with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Simcha will be a Simcha Sha'in Kamayu. As a Mele, that's why it's Keneged, the Zayin Yimei Mishta of Simcha, of Chasim Bekala, will be the Yimei Samashiach. My sister, Masha Kasa, this one, Kadoshim, the Zayin Sviris, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Noyig the Olam. That's the Zion weeks of Sfiris Ha'aymer, the Zion days of Sukkot and Pesach, as Lasak and these in Yonim. As Lasid Lavai, will be Zaycha for all that Avodah that we did to be Mesakin. These Zion Sfiris will be Zaycha, Elab Shana, Keneged, every Sfira that we're Mesakin. And the last one, the Yom, is Keneged Briyas Ha'olam. Now says the Vizaycha to relive the world of now. The Gedesh Shel Schar. This Olam was the Olam of Avoda. And Lasid Lavai will relive it in the Dagger of Schar. The Gemara over here says the Zman of Mashiach is Lelibi Galisi Lepumi Loi Galisi. Let's go on. The Yad Ramah Red's daughter of Adashem is no goof. As it's just a mashal. The shayla is, what is the mashal? What's it coming to be Megala? As in the Sefer Megolias Hayam, he brings a Zoya that says two Malachim in the Gemara. One Malach is Lelev, is going on certain Talmidei Chachamim in the door. B'dugma, the Sanhedrin, Moshe, Ba'arin, Tekilu, the Shpitz Talmidei Chachamim in the door. They know the Kates. The Pumei Loi Galisi means to the Shar people in Klal Yisrael. That says Kilu Yaakov is Bigish Ligit Legalis as a Kates. It says Sadiqim that they did know the Kates. Daniel had a Nevuah in the Kates. It says Sadiqim that Yechidim that knew the Kates. Abba, the Pumei Loi Galisi wasn't neat in Legalis Klal Yisrael. Another pshat he brings in the Zohar is entire Shabiksav Galisa, the Giluyim of the Kates. Of Lepuma Loi Galisa, it wasn't this Gala to Tayr Shabal Peh. Tayr Shabal Peh is what's Mefarish Tayr Shabiksav, that we could be Oymed on it, be Maven it. Because even though there are Ramazim in Tayra for the Kates, of Lamaisa, Lepuma Loi Galisa, that it should be able to be Mizgala the Ramazim, that you could say it Lahedya. Thus is Loi Galisi. Then the Gemara brings the Machlokes of Yechon and Shmuel in Yemois HaMashiach. The Margolis Hayam brings a Makkah from the Zaya, rather that he holds like Shmuel. In our Gemara, this is a sugya that repeats itself many times in Shas, but Hashem will see some of them in the Hemshech. In our Gemara, the Machlokes is on the Tovah Shenemru B'Neviim, and Yois HaMashiach, different Schar, Machlokes HaTovah that will be in those days. As what is it talking about? Shitas Rabbi Yechanan is all the Tovahs that are said in the Neviim on Nevan Yois HaMashiach. Ablailam Habo, Ein Loi Rasa. It's not shaykh to describe it in Nevi'im. Abba Shmuel is chaylik, and he learns Ein Ben Yemois HaMashiach La'olam Haba. As the Nevi'im must be going on the Tkufa of Lacha Yemois HaMashiach. Chayra means the Tkufa of Olam Haba. Lefi Zeh is a makar to the Rishaynim. We saw the big machlekes Rishaynim in the beginning of the Perek, the Ramban, the Ravid, the Rama. They hold their man in Shara Gemul. The Ramban, the Yad Ramban, the beginning of the Perek, they hold that Olam Haba will be with a goof. As this is a raya, because the Nevi'im, Lefi Shmuel, are talking about Olam Haba, and they speak about the goof. Lefi the Rambam, that's Cholek, how do you learn? As Bemes, the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Malachim, he says that the Psukim are a mashal. In the beginning of Perek Yud Beis, it doesn't mean literally what it says in the Pesukim. say b'zeh, that would be a kivun to be miyashiv the pesukim that they mishonim ba'alma. The goyin in brachas and yud gimel is brought down another mahalach to answer the Rambam. The goyin wants to learn the shtei zmanim of yomei samashiach. Shmuel is myri b'tchilas yomei samashiach. And God calls it Mashiach ben Yosef. And the pesukim are myri b'soif yomei samashiach. God calls it the tkuf of Mashiach ben David. And zog the goyin b'emes elu v'elu divrei elokim chayim. The klal is when you have a machlokes amarayim, they're both right. Askom dechois, everyone's moide that there is a chelik yomoy samashiach where the schar is miskayim. The shail is when Chazal say yomoy samashiach, and what kufa are they going in? It's a machlokes in pshat. So fi zeh, it's not muchach that the psukim are going on this man of Olam Haba. You can learn it's going on Seif's man in Mashiach, that Shmuel is Maida. The going is Miyashiv al Pizeh, the Shaila, the Kesef Mishnah in Hilchus Tshuva. Kesef Mishnah asked, is a steer in the Rambam, who is the Halacha like? Is the Halacha like Rabbi Yechonon or Shmuel? The Rambam in Hilchus Malachim Perigir Beis Halacha Beis is maybe the memory of Shmuel. Shem ben Yomai Samashiach v'Olam Hazeh. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva Perikhes Halacha Zayin is maybe the memory of Rabbi Yechanan. Shekol HaNeviim Lo Nisnabu El Yomai Samashiach. Aval Olam Haba Ein Lo Rasa. The Gemara says it's a machlokes. How can the Rambam bring down both? Abizog the Goyin, lefi the way he's learning, is Doch Gishmach Elu Velu Devei Elokim. Ravada, both of them are emes. The machlokes is in Divrei Chazal, what it's talking about. Ab lamaisa, the Rambam could bring down both memories, because both memories are true. Now we just want to go through the different sugyas that bring down this memra of this machlokes. Vein bein yimoy samashiach lo'olam hazeh. Besides our Gemara, there's a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Samach Gimel. There's a pasuk in Yeshaya that says that you won't need weapons anymore. As the Gemara starts off and says that pasuk is going on Yomoy Samashiach. Frek the Gemara, Lefi Shmuel, Ein Bein. As the Gemara, it's going on the Tkufa Shalachakach. And it's doing with our Gemara that the Machlekes is in the Psukim that talk about Lasid Lavoi. Are they talking about Yomoy Samashiach? Are they talking about Lo'olam Haba? Another Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Aleph Amid Beis. It's maybe may Rishim ben Elazar that he's Dairish the Pasuk Yen Koyhele Esochus Bairecha Bimei Mach Vesecha. The person should remember to be Eved Hashem when he's a Bokur. He shouldn't wait till it's too late. Asher Yavah Yomim She'en Ben Chefetz. What's the kavanah? It's going on the Yomoy Samashiach. It won't be in a sign anymore. The Yetzar will be taken away. And you won't be able to get Scharam anymore. And the Gemara says, the Loik Shmuel. If you Shmuel, there'll still be Schar V'Einish in Yomoy Samashiach. As the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim Perik Yud Beis. When he's poisik kishmuel, there's a Rambam in Halacha Dalid is moisif that the reason why Klal Yisrael was misaver l'mashiach was not for the toivis that they're going to be zeichet to. No, the reason why they were misaver l'mashiach was kidei that they should be pony from the goyim and from all tzaras, and they should just be oisik and taira kidei liskois l'olam haba. As the Rambam saying in Yomoy Samashiach, you'll be able to be Eved Hashem and be Zeichet Eschar in Olam Haba. How the Gemara says, Yomim Shein Lam Ben Bchefetz. Afizah is doch good. Rambam Paskins like Shmuel. Then Ein Bein. As the Rambam Paskins, there'll still be Bechira, there'll still be Mitzvahs, there'll still be Eschar. Avada, eventually they'll come to a Dargah of Yomim Shein Ben Bchefetz. But not right away. Gemara Le'el, on the Sadiq Aleph, Amid Beis, The Gemara also brings this machlokes. And the Gemara over there is handling this astir in the Pesukim. One pasuk says the Aracham and the Levana will be niskadal. And one pasuk says you won't need the Ar the Chama b'chlal. It's for the Gemara stira. There's one mahalach to answer is one pasuk is going to be Mais HaMashiach. One is going L'Olam Haba. Pasuk the Gemara, that's like Rabbi Yechanan. That is a chilek din Mais HaMashiach and L'Olam Hazeh. L'fi Shmuel Shein Hevdol Ben Mais HaMashiach L'Olam Hazeh. How could you be Miyasha the stira? As the Gemara says that both Pesukim are going L'Olam Haba. One Pasuk is going on the Machane Shechina, and one Pasuk is going on the Machane Tzadikim. Rather, L'fi the Kira, that Gemara is a little bit fair. You could have said one Pasuk is going on Tchilas Mois HaMashiach, one is going L'Bisayf. But L'chari, the Yishuv is that both Pesukim talk about Bistam. That's mashma that they're going on the same Tkufa. They say one Pasuk is going on one Tkufa and another part, beginning of Yimois Mashiach. Then it's not Meduyik. Bishlam, if you learn one's going on Yimois Mashiach, one's going on Olam Haba, which are two different Musagim. That's a good Teretz. But they say they're both going on Yimois Mashiach. One's a Tchila, one's a Seif, and the Pasuk doesn't say it. That's a Doichik. Answer according to the Gra. Those are the different sugyas that there are in Shas that brings down the Ein, this machlokes of Ein Ben Gemara and Shabbos Samach Gimel, Kuf Nun Aleph, and Gemara Lel Sadik Aleph of the base, and over here in Daf Sadik Tes. The Gemara over here brings down Gimel memories from Rabbi Yechanan Be'ein Loi Rosso. As Mashon Brachas and Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara over there says the same thing as over here. The Maral, the Mashah, yes, that L'Choira, all these memories are said from the same Amoira. As how could he dash in three different things? As he says, Vais Techois, they're not a Machloikis. Each drasha is true. There's Kama Bechinas of Ein Loi Rasa. What's the Gosha of Ein Loi Rasa? Zog the Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva Perikhes Halacha Zayin Shaloi Shaykh Litvei Soi Soi Bechushe Guf. Bechushe Guf can't be Toifeset. The Rambam in Pirsha Mishnayis is Masber more that it's the Ruchnis de Ketfisa. Something which is Ruchni, it's not Shaykh for us with our tfisa, which works there, a physical goof, to understand. So the Mashon Brachas is Masber also. Now the Fizeh, you have to learn, the Gemara in the Hemshech says, what's Ein Loi Rasa? The Gemara says two things, Yein HaMishuma Ba'anavav, and Eden. Bishlema Eden, you can learn Eden is a Ruchnistika Musig. Rasha says that which the Gemara says in Brachas Yedzayin. Lassud Lava Saldigam Yunanim is Evashchina. Matre Seyem Bereshayim. That's going on Eden. And then there's Gan Eden, which is Gashmias, and that you could be Toifeset Beinayim Shal Adam. So that's good. Amalchari Yayin Amashumer Ban Novov. Das ist nicht der Ruchni, ist der Geschar. Because how could you say the Ein Loi Rasa means because it's Ruchni? Right? The Gemara calls it Yayin HaMashumar Ba'anovav. As the Ramah and Daf Sadik and the Rajba over there in Brachas both say that Yayin HaMashumar Ba'anovav doesn't mean a good bottle of wine. No. If there's one thing in the world that has a koyach to be misameach person more than anything, in shecheach kol adayge shel ha'adam, like the lashon of the pasuk, it's yayin. It's when the person drinks to a point where he's happy and he's not mufke shechusa shaloi, but he drinks, it causes him a simcha gedayla. As that's a mashal on the simcha that'll be la'olam haba. It's a simcha she'im bo shum sad. simcha gdola. The mashal that we have for it is somebody who is shikar. Shikar no oifen at toiv. He's mamish sameach v'toiv leiv mishta tamid. It's a mashal b'alma. Mavur b'gemara over here, l'fi Rabbi Yechanan, that the schar in Olam Haba is dargis v'dargis, meaning the schar of a tzaddik gomer is a much hecher schar. It's something which is unfathomable. A schar of a Talmud Chacham b'atzmai is a darga cheres from a schar of a regular tzaddik and somebody who's mahane Talmud Chacham. No kilups, a Talmud Chacham and a tzaddik. What's the difference? In this Gemara, you see the difference is worlds of a different. Hare a Talmud Chacham is it's unfathomable. The schar, Mashenkin, other people, the rest are doing mitzvahs, right mitzvahs, the tzaddikim, but the schar is ain't a daima. Then the Gemara brings down the machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Avu, who's bigger, a tzaddik gomer or a bal tshuva? Nira the gamal zeh is name of the klal elu velo divrei loikim chayim. It's a machlekes amarayim. As vayst rois in a bekvisser bechina a tzaddik gomer is yaisa gadol. He never was chayte. Another bechina bal tshuva is yaisa gadol. What is the machlekes? Which bechina is more chashiv? Does the mile of a tzaddik gadol that we all mevin? But what's the mile of a bal tshuva? Why do we say in a bal tshuva makom shebal tshuva imdim ein tzaddikim gemurim yichaylen lamoy? As the Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva Perek Zayin Halacha Dalit and the Yad Rama over here on Masbir, because in order for somebody who did an Avera to be pirish from an Avera, it's very hard for him. He got used to doing it. V'oid, the Tumad Avera makes an Avera Gereres Avera. It's moishach him to do the Chet. As for him to stop doing an Avera is very, very hard. That Kleshi, a tzaddik doesn't have. And thus it's like the Mishnah Novice, Lefum Sara Agra. As he has a Gvisar Koishi and not doing an Aveir that a tzaddik Gomer doesn't have. As in that Bechina, a Baal Tshuva is Chara Yoyser. As the Magolius Hayam brings down a Zoyer, says a Gvaldi Yechidish, that there's a Hechel Miyuchid in Eden for Baal Tshuva in the Cholos of Schar. Bali Tshuva, he says the Hechel HaChamishi, Mamayla, he says Tzadikim Gemurim lo yichonim likonis l'sham, it's a Hechel HaMeyuchud of Schar for a Bal Tshuva. And he brings down a Zayah B'chad Mokom that HaChasidim, there's a Madrega V'sadik Goma, somebody who wasn't Choyten Yishoyim at Tayag, and then there's Chasidim that Tomid Kol HaZman not only did Tayag, they went Lefnim, Lefnim Yishur HaSadim, the Maskidim. Wa'ivir Hashem kol koicham. He says, Avada there on a higher madrega than a Baal Tshuva. Oh, it's tzaddikim gemurim that we never chayte, that we said a Baal Tshuva has a higher madrega. Wa'id, he brings down from the Zayir also, Nachaknech, that you see from here the koich of Tshuva. B'yayim echad b'rega echad. Yocholiskus lekurva gdeila l'Hashem. That's an under magic of kurva from doing tshuva. Then nema the Gemara in Avodah Zarah yesh kaino lama b'sha'achas. You can come so close to Hashem. Berega echad. As the Gemara says that the schar of mahalat amidei chachamim min achasav. It's not the same as a Talmud Chacham ba'atzmai. People would say, you know, okay, I'll go work and I'll just help Talmidei Chacham. No, it's not the same as a Talmud Chacham ba'atzmai. As the Achreinim asked from the tour in Yeridaeus, I mean, Rishman Vav, the famous tour, which is moving in Shulchan Aruch, Nisim Nisim Schal, a Talmud Chacham Lilmai, a Yisach Zvulin, it's Neidel Schar, Ki Ilu Hulamad. the chayyur over here in our Gemara is mevur that there's a chilek bein neyem. As in the Sefer Eitz Pri from Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, he wrote a kuntres on Yisachar Zulin, and the Netziv and Rav Moshe, they all answer that the Gemara is talking about stam, someone that gives Talmidei Chacham, not in the darg of Yisachar and Zvulin. If you do it in the darg of Yisachar and Zvulin, but then also he zeicha to this Ein Loi Rasa. But what's the darg of Yisachar and Zvulin that you need? As Yitzchak Elchanan says, there's two kinds of people that give to Talmidei Chacham. One is stam, he would be learning anyway, just you help him. And then there's someone that without this person, he wouldn't be able to learn. He says a real Yisachar woman is someone where he's the reason why he's sitting and learning. It's because he was goyim this learning, as therefore he's naito schar kamaisai. And the Tziv, the Igris Moshe, and the Tziv is in Meshev Davar Chelek Gimel Simin Yud Dalid. And Moshe is in Digris Moshe Yeridea Chelik Dalad Simin Lamed Zayin Oyster Zayin. They are Magdir the Yisachar Zvulin by Fenacher. They say Yisachar Zvulin is someone that they made a tonight. They made a upmachta every all the time, every chodesh. They're giving a certain amount of money and they're giving him money and there's a tonight that we should be Yisachar Zvulin. Someone that stam gives doesn't have that darga. Inishvi, all of them are saying the same word. The Gemara is not going on Yisachar Zvulin. This is the Gemara of the Sugis of Mashiach. And the Gemara continues with the Sugis of Elu She'en Lem Chelek Elam Haba, Nachas Sugya. The Gemara now is Chosel Afarish, the Mishnah. What are the Kitim She'en Lem Chelek Elam Haba? It goes Keseder. The Gemara says, "Oy me'in darim in Hashemayim." The Gemara learns it out from the pasuk of Dvar Hashem Baza. The lashon of the pasuk is "He kares, ti kares." As the Gemara darshens, "He kares la'olam hazeh, v'ti kares la'olam haba." There's mevur in the Gemara over here that there's shnei dinim of krisus. There's one kares from la'olam hazeh, and there's a kares la'olam haba. As the Mishnah in Krisos lists off Lamed Vav Krisos, the first Mishnah, that's going in the Karis Me'olam Hazeh. The Lamed Vav places in the Torah where it says Karis, L'mashal, certain Macholos Isuris, Bias Isuris, V'chulei. And then there's another level of Krisos that we learn in our Sugya, that there's also a Krisos Me'olam Hazeh. That's only when it says He Karis, Ti Karis, a double Lashon. The Gemara over here brings down certain in Yonim, that a person is Nichras mi Olam Haba. As the Ramban in Vayikra, in Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Yud Tes, is Moise for Chiddush. He has a question that you see sometimes in Shayim, that the Oiva and Krisos, they're not Nifter before the age of Krisos, they live longer than the age of 60. As the question is, that the what happened to the Karis? As the Ramban says, that which we say that a person gets his Karis in Olam Hazeh in the Lamed Vav Krisus is only if he's not a Rasha. But somebody who's a Rasha, as Mkoyim giving him his Krisus in Olam Hazeh, Hashem gives us his Krisus in Olam Haba. That's why some Rishayim live longer. It's not L'Toyer Lesom, it's L'Greyusom, because they're going to get the Karis somewhere else. As the Fila Ramban, it comes out, there's certain times when even the Karis of Olam Hazeh could be given later on. Mevinishvi, the Gemara is Mavur, that there's two kinds of Krisis. There's Karis Me'olam Hazeh and Karis Me'olam Haba. The Gemara is lists off Kamachatayim and Dan's, and it's Mechadish that they Nichlal in this din of Krisis Me'olam Haba. So where's the Krisus Me'olam Haba? As the Gemara over here darshens it from the Chelik of the Pasuk of Dvar Hashem Baza, that because he's a Dvar Hashem Baza, therefore he's Nichras Me'olam Haba. As Mavur in the Pasuk, that the reason why he's Nichras from Me'olam Haba is because he's Boiz Dvar Hashem. As the Shari Tshuva in Shashlishi Yoyz Kufmem Gimel. Shar Tshuva and Shar Shlisi is a sefer that lists off the Chaimer of the Averis. The whole Shar, he starts off, the first one is the lowest level of an Avera, Drabanans, and he goes, I say, Lav Sheyesh Boi Malkis, Vachule, lists off the Chaimer. The 10th level of Chumra is Averis, that a person is Nichras, Mi'aylam Haba. And the highest level of the Chaimer of Ainish of Avera, that a person could be Nichras, Mi'aylam Haba. Rambam Kiyadun HaChashuva says that's the worst einish a person could give. He loses the netzach nitzachim of Toiv. As when he lists off the chaymer of Einlam Chelik Loilam Haba, he says it's mevur because it's Dvar Hashem Baza. As what's the pshat? Because of Dvar Hashem Baza, he loses his chelik in Olam Haba. As he's masbir the Gemara, be the last Mishnah in Avis Perik Vav. That Lo Nivra Adam Ela L'Chaved Es Hashem, the tachlis of a person was to do Kavod Shamayim. As a person who's a boizid Dvar Hashem, Loi Bulvad Shaloi Mekayim a tachlis and a tafkid Shaloi in life. He's doing the exact opposite of his tafkid that he was created for. Such a person doesn't deserve to live Olam Haba. That's the Hezbollah of Rabbeinu Yonah by a Dvar Hashem Baza. As what's the tzir of Dvar Hashem Baza in our Mishnah? The tzir is someone who says Ein Torah Me Hashem. It's a design because Gan's Torah Kula is from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I want to say B'mad Yishagresa Ad Gosha that the Muna. That every meal of the Torah is Me'akadosh Baruch Hu is really what makes the Torah special. When you're Isaac in Torah, you're not Stam Isaac in Chochma Balma. You're Isaac in the Dvar Hashem. There's a maral, beautiful maral, in Sefer Teperis, Perik Tes and Perik Yud Aleph. He's Marich in this Nakud and Perik Yud Aleph. He says very nicely, he says, when a person is Isaac in Arba Avis Nezikin in Shar Shanagach Esapara, as he could feel low, he's being Isaac in a bar, he's being Isaac in a shar, he's being Isaac in Klein Azachin. It would be much better to be Isaac in the Chachma Sakri Chavim, something that's a big Chachma of atoms, of DNA, that's Chubidigazach. He's being Isaac in the shar, in the bar. And he says it's a tremendous tice. Because when a person, even when he's Isaac in Koychavim, but he's Isaac in Teva, he's Isaac in the Metzias Ha'olam. The highest level is when you're Isaac in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. When we're dealing with bar, Shosha Noga Chesapara, Arbavis Nezikim, we're not handling a bar, Eish. We're handling the Dvar Hashem in Eish, the Dvar Hashem in bar, as we're living in the Dvar Hashem. As every Isaac in Torah, whether it's Torah Shaviksav, Torah Shabal Peh, we're being Isaac in Dvar Hashem. We learn Torah, we're not stand reading a story of the we're being Isaac in the words of Hashem. As it's Miraimim, the Gansa Inyan of Limud HaTorah. It gives us a Neher when we're learning Torah. What are we doing? And the Maral in Tiferes Perik Tes adds that Torah is what's Madvik us to Hashem. When we're Isaac in the Dvar Hashem, we're being Dovik Hashem in the Chodvekis Gadol Misa. It's this Gemara that Isaac in Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The is Isaac in Tyrus, Isaac b'Tyrus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Somebody who says that one word of the Tyrus, Eina Me Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu Amra, he's being mafris the erech of Tyrus. The Tyrus is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kachabrich of Arayis Echadu. This is one kesher. Somebody who's saying Ein Tyrus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being Eike, that Mahus, that Metzias, this is the Dvar Hashem Bazi. He's not being Machshiv the Torah Karai, because it's not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As thus is Ein Lechelik L'Olam Haba. As the Gemara, on the Sadik Tes Amid Beis, the Gemara brings down with Menashe. And if it's Yashat HaSabiyad Rama, it's also in this Pasuk in Parashat Shlach, the Menashe Ben Chizkiya, Shayyashe V'Dorish Ba'Godesh Al Doifi, Amrach Loi L'Moshe L'Ichdav L'Chois Loi Tzen Tumna, Timna Hayisa Pilegesh L'Alifaz. Why was it necessary for Moshe Rabbeinu to write things. And then the Gemara Darshan's on the Paschal went out and says, Teisha b'achicha tedaber, b'ni mechat titan doifi, gave him Musar. And then it says, Avi Moshri ha'evim b'chev li'asha, b'kabas ha'gola. A person, when he does an Aveira, it starts off with chev li'asha, like a spider web. When he's nimshach in the Aveira, it becomes ka'abas ha'gola, becomes thick, a thick string, daima k'chut shel kuvya. Vendira, the Gemara is telling us the downfall of Menashe. We'll see later on. Gemara says the rishis of Menashe, and the Gemara is later on. He was a shayfich damim, shein kamayu, he killed all over. He was Mohammed at Selim, Avodazar in the base of Migdash. That Vera upon Avera, Mamish, Ashchasik Deila. Where did he come that the Yetzirah should have such a shlita? It started from the way he learned Torah. When he learned Torah, there was an extra pasuk he didn't understand. As instead of saying that he doesn't understand, he said there's something wrong. Chas v'shalom, it's hard even to be mitzi the milam from the pen. There's something in the Torah that's not necessary. Kilu maya yolei l'maisha. He said, Kilu Moshe wrote it, it's not from my Kaddish Baruch Hu for Oid, it's not a necessary part, there's nothing to it. As that was the Tchilas downfall of Menashe, that the Gemara is saying, where he started off, it looked like an Avera Kala. This Avera Kala caused the entire downfall of Menashe and brought him. But a person doesn't learn Torah with the proper Shivas and the proper Kavod HaTorah, realizing what Torah is. As then Torah is not meraimim him, it's not megadol him, it doesn't bring him, protect him. And then he could be nimshach me aveira li aveira. That aveira goof of not being mashav the Torah could make him have his tremendous downfall. As the Margolius Hayam brings down from the Zayar on this Gemara, that people say there's extra words in the Torah, Chas v'chalilah, but it's not true. That he says, that the Isaiah says, that when people learn Torah, and they learn the Torah like a history book, L'havdil alfei alafim, that the Goyim write history books about what happened in history. Askilu, the Torah is our history book. It's telling stories of Avraham, of Yitzchak, of Yaakov, of Yosef, and of Moshe. It's a history book, it's a story book. Azag b'zayel, thus is a b'zayin to the Torah. But anyone can write a storybook. You need Hashem to write a storybook. And Azag b'zayel is da the lavush of the Torah, and is da the guf of the Torah. As the story is the lavush that the Torah was mislavish in. I know, the way the Torah was mislavish, to come into this world that we should have havan in the Torah was through the story. But the ik of the Torah is not the story, Shabbai. The ik of the Torah is the Dvar Hashem, the limudim and the mitzvahs and the inyanim that you learn out. Like the Gemara here says that, Kilo, why did he say about V'yelech Ruven b'meik tzirchitim? Why is that a necessary story? Kilo, he looked at it like it was a story. So what do we need here? This story. Of a faket, from there we learn he was makbin on gezel. We learn that ad kama a person is sarach lizar. As every chelik of Torah has a Dvar Hashem, which is a limud gadol. As that's the nikuda of the godless of Torah. That's what Zoya says, a person always has to not think that Torah is kilu the lavush, and think that that's the ikar haTorah. It's just the lavush for the ikar haTorah, the pnimius of the Torah. And Kiyadua is pnimius upon pnimius. It teaches us mitzvahs, it teaches us midas, and then there's even nacha pnimius, it teaches us seideh haTorah, v'chulei, the pnimius of the Torah keeps on going tifer and tifer and tifer. Thus is the sugya to be mavara, this nakuda, that when we're learning Torah, we're connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the Dvar Hashem, it's gohech. It's tam a sipo and it's tam a chochma. It's dveikus by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mafiza, you could explain. That's why the Gemaras and the Hemshech are going to bring down the chshivas of Chazara and the chshivas of amelus b'taira, is the two things that people have a hard time doing is chazara and amelus b'taira. Why? Because I know the story already, I know the Gemara already, we have to chazar it so many times. But you realize every time you're chazing the Gemara, you're being remekasher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's an undercook. The kasher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going tifarain into the person, because it's an undercook of what you're doing. Amelus b'taira, it's hard to learn. Yeah, it's hard to learn, but if you realize that you're being mekasher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're connecting with Hashem, it's kedai. It's kedai kol amilus. As kiilu, it's coming to be mechazik us that we should be able to be amal b'tayra and be choyze and not chas v'shalom to have any rifyin and be zayin and tayra and not learn it the way we should. One of the tzurim of a Dvar Hashem Baza is a gavaldiga chiddush to many of us. Rav Neroi Amar, kol she'efshe lazik b'tayra ve'eni oisik is nichlal in Dvar Hashem Baza. As this musig, of kol she'efshe lazik b'tayra ve'eni oisik, you find in two other Gemaras. There's a Gemara in Brachas Daf Hey. The Misha Efshar Lo Yehayam and Aleph Shah. Lasik B'Tayre V'Lo Yosik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Alav Yisurin Mechu Arim Ma'aychra Naisai. Hashem brings Yisurin Mechu Arim. Terrible Yisurin. It's Mavur that Misha Efshar Lo Yosik V'Lo Yosik. The Gefelech Yisurin that a person has. It gets from it. Vo'aid. That he's Nichrasum Aylam Haba. You see the Chaimer Inyan, the Fiza, you could be Mazver, a third Gemara. The Gemara in Chagiga, Dafi Amid Bey says, Misha Efshalai Lasik B'tayr Veinu Isaac, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yair Olav Demais. Why is Hashem Yair Olav Demais? Because Hashem knows he's being Ma'avit Kol Kach, the Surim he's going to have. And Chas V'Chalila to lose Olam Haba. The Mela HaKadosh Baruch Hu smiled with love to mice. Yeah. The Kamat Zarech Lizar was there. The Shari Tshuva and Shar Shlishi Ois Kuf Ayin Zayin brings down this Gemara. The Rambam also in Hilchas Talmud Torah Perigimo brings down this Gemara. See, Paskins like this Gemara. It's good to see in the Shari Tshuva the way the Shari Tshuva brings down the Shari Tshuva in Ois Kufa in Zayin is talking about the Kadalitzonim. What is one of the Kadalitzonim Sheinu Mekablim Pnei Shechina? As he lists off the Chaimer, the worst Madrega, but one of the Tzurim is somebody who's Baitel Devei Torah, he's Isaac Balaitzonis. He goes and he's Isaac in the Leitzonis and the guy in the theaters, the movies, and all that sakim of the Kayim. Why? Because he's Baitel Medivrei Torah. Chas v'shalem, he should be Nichlal Be'elu, that She'ef Shalem La'asik B'Taira Ve'eno Isaac. And Sharishin, in Ois Yud Dalid, the Rebbeinu Yaina is talking about the Chaimer of Mitzvah's essay. And he says, people feel that the only Averi you get an Einish from is a Lav, and a Chomadik a Lav. And they don't realize there's certain essays that the Einish for the essay is more than the Lavim. His dogma is Biddle Torah. He says that Biddle Torah, Chazal say HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mevater, and giving an oinish on Avodah Zarah, Gilui Raya, Shri Chastamim, which is from the three most Chamadik Alavim, the Loi Vital Avim Bittel Torah. Lloyd, he brings us to free in Parshas Ekev, that the worst Avera, the oinish for the biggest oinish for an Avera is Bittel Torah. The things that Eino Yadua, everyone would say, the worst Avera is Avodah Zarah, Shri Chastamim. And then the Rebbeinu Yehuda brings our Gemara, the Dvar Hashem Baza is Nichras Umaylam Haba, that's a Gefer L'Choynish. As you see, Ad Kama, a person has to be yizar b'zeh. Mishnebura in Siman Kuf Nun Hei Sefkot and Dalet and Torah Habayis the Sefer Al Torah Perik Aleph brings it down. The Mishnebura over there is Madgish, and Mishnebura is Madgish, and the Sefer Torah Habayis a little bit more. He says that Avada, not every person, if you mavatel for a second, in lechelik lelam haba, Avada not. But derech klal he learns once in a while he's mavatel nish. It means you have to do it enough times that it already becomes kilo yumavaza the melusa taira. His lashon is if somebody who is mavata when it's eshalor lasis, he's karev liyos. That's what he says in Mishnah Berurah. He's not mamish. The taira sabayis is marchiv that avada every little taira, not taira. Vagam tzarich lahadgish, meaning that avada a person is allowed to relax and a person has to function. And he needs to relax to function. As when a person is relaxing and taking it easy, doing things that are healthy and doing things that he needs him to function. That's not called Misha Efshalar Lazik B'Taira Veina Isaac. He has things that he has to take care of. The Nakuda is when he starts doing what he could be Isaac B'Taira. He doesn't need it to relax. It's not too hard for him to learn. He was able to learn. And he's not learning. It's not happening once. He makes a kfias out of it. As then, he's carved to come into this gedda, Chas V'Cholila. To teach in the dogma that there are people that after they come home from work, okay, so they want to eat, they want to spend time with their family, that's fine. It's normal life that a person's supposed to do. fine, if they spend time as they go up, and then many people will watch something. Now, of course, if they're going to try to learn a tifa sugya in Sanhedrin, Avadu doesn't finish game. They're wiped out. They're not able to. But life, the Indian, you can't learn. Something, a little bit of Musar maybe, a little bit of Mishnayis, something light, a little bit of Mishnah Berurah, Halacha, something you can't learn. 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. By some people, it's kilo. Every night they have to spend and watch a certain amount of time. Not something they really need. If they wouldn't have it, they'd really be fine. That's what the Rabbeinu Yaina means when he says that there's so many time periods that go, a Friday, a Matzi Shabbos. Matzi Shabbos is such a time period that everyone slept on Shabbos. They didn't work on Shabbos. So you have plenty of kaychas on Matzi Shabbos. But many people, they throw away Matzi Shabbos, Chaval, such as man of Efshaloi Lasik Bataira. You could be Isaac Bataira. He says you're not Mesugal to learn 6 hours on a Matzi Shabbos. Okay, Kolechad Kifi Mash Efshaloi. We're not saying Mashaloi Efshaloi. Mash Efshaloi, I will learn something. Kimuvan, it's not in every rega that you lo yafshalai, but if it becomes too much of a habit and too much a part of a person that he just doesn't care and doesn't learn, as chas v'shalom, like the words of the Mishnah Berurah, he has to be very careful. Shari Chuvah, you should be careful. Kimuvan, when you're speaking about the chaymer aimish, could also to be machazik people, the goydel haschar, every rega that you learn, if you'd only realize how much schar you're getting, it wouldn't even be hard. You'd run to do it. The schar of Talmud Torah is keneged kula. As you can be zeich in those regayim at night with a little bit of limud, a 10-minute limud, a 15-minute limud you learn at night instead of watching for a long time. You take a 10-minute Mishnah Seder, you take a 10-minute Mishnah Berurah Seder, the schar is in the tayyav, in the shire. Instead of having regayim shel chas v'shalom choymer einish, you can turn into regayim of ashirus. Ashirus nifla, 10 minutes, 20 minutes. Ve'en kamayu v'schar. Such an opportunity. In the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Gimel, where the Rambam brings this down, if Dvar Hashem buzzes, Mishef Shalai Lasik B'Tayr Veni Isaac, there's a Chiddush that Kesef Mishnah brings it down also on Misha Loimid Ve'enu Choyza, that is Nechlal B'dvar Hashem Baz. It's not Mefurish in the Gemara. But a mocker to the Kesef Mishnah is, why right away does the Gemara discuss Chazara? What's the Kesher? Well, the Fila Kesef Mishnah is Doch Gevaldik. That's also a Dvar Hashem Baza. Mehelam Dibri the Kesef Mishnah, you could have said a little bit Edel. Dvar Hashem Baza She'en Lechelik Loilam Haba. That it's not. But Aksas Dvar Hashem Baza it is, if you don't Chaza what you learn. So that's why the Gemara is Masmach. And the Kesef Mishnah says that it's Nichlal in the Bizayin to the Torah, if you don't Chaza what you learn. The Gemara then speaks about Goydel Inyan Shel Chazara. As the Gemara brings common memories on the Inyan of Chazara, the Gemara is Mamshal Mishaloimid Veloy Chazar Choyzer Lizraya Me'enoi Choyzer. Yidua, the Tachlis of Zriya is you want to eat the Paris. You're not interested in putting the Zera, the seeds in the field. You want to eat the Paris. As whoever is a reya ve'ena koitzer, he doesn't take the peiros home to eat. He's not makai mistafkid. As mavur in the Gemara, such a powerful nekuda that somebody who learns an ena choizer is not being makai the tafkid of his limud. As what's the pshat? As you could understand, because the only way to remember is if you're choizer. And the Gemara in Kedushin, Dav Lamed, says Vishinantam, which is the Makar of Mitzvahs Talmud Torah, Shei Divrei Torah Mechudana Mepicha. It's important to remember, because that's the importance of Chazara. But Moed Yitachin, there's another Nakuda that links here also. The importance of Chazara is not only for memory. Even if you Chazar, many times you won't remember. But Hagufa, the fact that you Chazar it in, it's mashrish into the person. It connects the person more with the Torah. And that's the tachlis of Torah, that you should be connected. The mashal hasheni of the Gemara is lemisha yolda b'kaveris havlad. Tachlis of havlad, you go through a pregnancy, you should have a child. B'kaveris havlad, v'nira, the dimyan is when you learn, it's making havaya chadosh out of the person. It's making you a new person. Kilo, you have a new ben. But if you're not choizer, as that havaya is not nimshach, kol kach. As mikan is a mokum v'dor rabba loy raises, yadua, the maral said the reason why ain't talmidei chum kiyom kapay pam is shaloy choizer maspik pamim. They used to be choizer over and over again. It's really the limud of the Gemara is for two kitim, for the Bnei Torah that are listening. As to chazer over what you learn more, kol echad ve'echad, you can chazer over so many times. I remember when I was in years ago, I used to sit in the mirror in the Merkazi near the Bima, and there was someone on the other side of the bench, and Nebuch Le'aleinu, there was Levaya for him, if they're younger. Someone spoke by the Levaya and said that this younger man had finished Mishnayos 40 times. Sisha Sidrei Mishnah. He could finish Sisha Sidrei Mishnah 40 times. We were both younger light. We both sat on the same bench. We both sat and learned by say the regular starim. In a side time, he finished Mishnayos 40 times. Sisha Sidrei. So went ahead and started to make 10-minute starim of Mishnayos in the morning, 10-minute starim at night. It's unbelievable how much you could accomplish. Another person told me a story. Someone in America, a younger man, that finished Baba Basra 70 times. So I mean, a person could finish Baba Basra 180 blat 70 times. A normal younger man, Bisman is there. So I made and I made Baba Basra come upon me after that. Yet, as I've had it 70 times is Moid, 40 times is big, but at least on our own, if we chazer and chazer, you get used to chazering it over and over again. You see, it's not as hard as you think. And people do it out of yom. And how do you chazer? As that, you have the memra of Rabbi Akiva. It teaches us a gevaldik lesson. zemer b'chol yom. You have to sing b'chol yom. The Maral says that when you know a good song, even though you know it in your head, but you don't enjoy that, what does a person do? He sings it all the time. That way he's kilo mitchaber to the song. Every time he sings it, he relives the simcha of the song. Azuad in limud, it's not enough that the ideas are in your head. You have to be mezame bepiv. You have to sing it all the time. You have to say it all the time. As mevur, this echoizrim, it's in your pet. The whole yom, call us man, you have to do chazara. You can't chazar everything you learn all the time. But every day you should have a kfiyas in chazara. And you should do it with your peh. The reason why it's important to do it with your peh is the Gemara in Ervin Daf Nun Dalet says that when you say Torah b'peh, as number one, it gives a chiyus. It's nichnas to kol aguf shaloi. V'ayit, he's not shaycheyach it. As limud b'peh is an under a dargan, under a ma. Rashi, Grada says, another maila, that when a person is mizame b'chol yoim, the Torah is nasa stura b'piv. The sugya sit in him, it's misudar by him. Rashi is being merambis to the Gemara in Tainis on Daf Ches. And the Rish Lakish says in Re'isa Talmud, Shetalmud Kosha Kebazel, the person goes to Shir, he's not getting it. You know why? Bifnei Mishnah So Shein Estura. The sugya wasn't clear to him when he came into Shir. It says in Kama Merayin, they chazed 40 times before they went into Shir. This is a lot. Finish be for us. Before we go to a shir, we should learn the Gemara, Chazer, over clear, have a clarkite in the Seder Pshat, and then we'd get so much more from the shurim that we go to. As that's the mile of Zemer b'chol yom, that should be Mesudar. And the mocker of this is Nefesh Amal Amel Oloi. As before in the Gemara, that Amelus Betairis, Chazara. This is the Amelus Betayr of Nefesh Amal Amel Aloy. You could bring the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Tesamid Beis. The Gemara says, Lost Lavoi, the Navi Malachi is being misnabe, and he says, you'll see the difference in Oivir Alakim and Misha Eino Oivir Alakim. What's the difference? From someone who chazes 100 times to someone who chazes 101 times. And you'll see The hevdel will be so great that everyone will be able to tell the difference. What is he nikro? An oivet elakim. Chazar is an avoide. It's an amelus. And somebody who's amal a little bit more, it's different. Yeah. As if you could see the difference between the 101 and the 100th, for sure, between the first and the second, and the third and the fourth. Thus is for sure there'll be a difference. The Gemara in Erevin, Daf Nun Dalid, the Gemara says the Seida Alimud was Moshe Rabbeinu taught Torah Dalid Pamim. As the stipler wrote a letter once in Kanya Graisa, someone wrote to the stipler, he's not having Hatzlach in Yeshiva. The stipler asked him, how many times do you chaz? Until you chaz of 4 times every Gemara you learn, of course you won't have Hatzlach. It's a Gemara in Erevin, Seida Alimud. As thus is the Hatzalah. And the schar is nifla b'yaisel. You don't realize how much schar was zeicha for every eret chazara that we give. The Torah goes into us differently. Like we saw, it's the ksira of the limud. And the schar is nifla b'yaisel. The Navi Malachi is the last Navi. And the Navua Malachi is going to the Darvik Pesed HaMashiach. Kiyadua. La'anu hu aymer tzarech la'usar. As we understand, Malachi is talking to us, like the Maral says, from the Nisyanis Hador Chazara. Everyone's running, they want to accomplish, do siyumim, daf yomi, it's gevaldik. Just a little bit more time in the daf yomi, to chazer, 1 or 2 more times a day. Maybe try to chazer the next day. Quick chazaras, it doesn't have to be a chazer over the whole hour that you learn. Quick chazaras. That you should have more shayches, ain l'taya v'ain l'shaya, what every chazara would make a difference. The next day chazard once, maybe on a Shabbos to try to chazard once, it's a hard ketzer because you need a daf every day, but every time you make mira, the soif, the difference in a oivid alakim and a ain oivid, it'll be an under a kinyan at Torah. And the Gemara brings down the famous Gemara that Nefesh Omer L'Amel Eloi, the person Omer the Torah, Amel Eloi, who's Amel Eloi? The Torah. So you see over here, the Torah's Aruchni is the Gemetzius. It goes up in Shamayim, it begs HaKadosh Baruch Hu for him. But how does the Torah be Ezer Adam? Zot Rashi, it's Mevakeshes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Megalatim Tami HaTorah. Sidre is one Gersa, the Gersa of the Yad Ramah, as well the Gersa brings down in Rashi himself. Gersa is Visisra. They should understand the Havon in Torah, the Tifkeit of Torah. That's the Schar of Amelus Bat Torah. So, Mavur in Rashi, the way he learns up the Gemara, that the Skula to have Havon Amuke in the Taimei HaTorah, in the Imek of Torah, is Amelus Bat Torah. That's the Seir of the Chedushei Torah. Bigdali Tamid Rachamim Shabachol Davidar, Kimvan, Avada, the Kishrain has helped also. But over here is Mavur that there's another Eifin to have a Tifa Avon and Taira. And thus is the Amelus Bat Taira. The Gidul Amelus, that's what brings to the Tifa Avon. After the Hasbir, Chaim said what he taught people with his Chedushei Taira was how to be Amel Bat Taira. That's the Derech Alimud of Reb Chaim. This Pashas, you would understand, because in order to come to such Chedushei Torah, you have to think about it a lot and be Amal B'Torah. Amal Afi Rashi. Agufa, the Amelis B'Torah of handling a Sugi, handling a Hakira. Okay, what's Pshat and Rashi? You have two ways of learning, one way or the other. That Oimek brings to another Oimek in Torah. More Amkus and more Amkus in the study of Hakira, maybe third Sa'ad, B'chulei. And thus alone, the Agmelus Batayra Gufa brings to the Avona Batayra. And then the Gemara says the Tachlis Adam is he was Nivralias Amal Batayra. So if we're in here, Chiddush to some of us, that people think Agmelus Batayra, oh, those are Maila for Chaim Kanievsky, for Moshe, for Yashiv. Yeah, but for the typical Balabas, you talk about Agmelus Batayra. Oh Hashem, I learned my Daf Yomi. I do it Shas Illuminated. I do it a little bit better. But Amelus Bat Taira, talking about working hard in Taira. Of years Mavur, Amelus Bat Taira is not Stama Maila. Dos is Tafkir Ha'adam. In Buchukai Sai Teilechu Shatiya Amelim Bat Taira. That's the Tafkir of a person to be an Amel Bat Taira. As thus is one hadgasha, and shetei delacha. Every person could be an amel b'torah. Even if you're a balabas, you're learning a daf, but you can't learn it by amelus of working and understanding. Just sitting there sometimes is such an amelus. Koshkin, if you have an extra question, an extra teretz, you handle back and forth. Elacha amelus gadol mizu. And then the Gemara continues. And Rava says, "Kula gufi druftiki ninu. Toivil is daki davi druftiki daraisa." This member of Rava, Rashi is mazber, "Kula tarchonim, kula gufin la amal niver." Everyone has to work. It's good to put your amal in Torah. As nearer, Rava is coming here to be lafuke from a cat. The Goyin at the end of Mishlei Perek Kama, the Goyin says, the Gimel Kitim that don't learn Torah. One of them is he doesn't want to be Torah. It's a tircha to learn Torah. He wants to take it easy. No one has an easy life. Everyone has to work hard. What do you decide? You decide what you're going to work on. The Tanit Veil Yo Rabba and Perek Yud Gimel is marchiv on this. Shekol Adam the Amal Nivra. It's not shaykh to be without amelus. And even if when you're a small child, you can get away with it a little bit. A bachur, a seminary girl, sometimes you can get away with it. But in real life, it's in Adam Lamed Yulat. Everyone's going to be working hard. Now, what could we choose? Our choice could be what we're going to be humble in life, what we're going to put our work into in life. And the Tanit Veliyo says a mashal, like somebody who works very hard to be mamala clean. He puts so much effort into bringing water and filling it up, hours and hours, and then someone else comes and spills it out. Oh, he works so hard, and at the end it was for nothing. As who, someone who's tireh finyani ilam hazeh, the besayif, who's loy nisha leklum lenetzach nitzachim, ashenkin what you tireh for ruchnius, as that you have. That's what we say in the siyam. Anu amelim v'heim amelim, which is really the moedim. When we walk out of the Beis Medrash, every day we're supposed to say this moedim. Anu amelim v'heim amelim. Anu amelim v'kablim schar. V'heim amelim v'heinam v'kablim schar. Everyone's working hard. The question is, what are you working for? As we're amelim v'kablim schar. V'heim amelim v'heinam v'kablim schar. What do you mean? There are v'kablim schar. But when you compare it to the schar that we get from learning, you can't compare it. Like we had in the Gemara before, Amar Aleph, Ein Loi Rasa, Akim Zlo Secha. The schar that Talmidei Chachamim have, this is Me'alu Me'evel, Kol Masha Efshel L'Hasik. It's like someone who's earning $50,000 a year, and he meets somebody who's making $500,000 a month. He looks at, I'm not earning anything compared to you. That's not called getting paid. Zuhadin, when we think about the schar gadol of loim de Torah ba'amelos, tamidei chachamim, you can't compare it to any other schar. It's so much bigger. As this is the schus, the Indian of amelos ba'Torah. We're all going to have to work. You could choose what you work in. That's the nekuda. Then the Gemara continues, and the Gemara speaks about a loimid Torah leprakim. Noyifisha chasal leiv amreish lokiz a loimid Torah leprakim. Shenema ki noyim ki tishmerim bibit necha. Ainu, he learns, he has times when he learns, but he doesn't learn all the time. Because it's mamshalim to a zayna. Somebody does nus with a zayna. As Maral explains the Gemara, that the tachlis of Torah should be a part of your mitzias, like a wife is a part of your mitzias. And he says that's only when you're bekfias, then it becomes a part of your mitzias. If you do it like Roy, Leprakim, then it's not part of your mitzias. Somebody who does beer with a zayna, she's not part of him. He just did a beer once in a while with a zayna. Mashenkin with his wife, she's a part of his life. Thus is the Hevdel. If you want to make Torah part of you, as you have to learn Bekfias, not just when it's Mizdamin. He's Nikra Chasar Lev, because Torah is the Lev, the Mitzias of a person. When he's missing in Torah, he's not learning it Bekfias, even though he's learning. As then, it's Chasar Lev. The Pesach Einayim from the Chidah is maybe the Medrash and Mishle, the Darshan's Eis Lasas Lashem. When somebody is loimed Torah, rak be'itim. Certain times he learns, but the rest of the day he just doesn't feel like he has to learn. It's hafara to Torah. Torah is meant to be bekfias whenever you can. And this is brought down in the Mishnah Berurah also in Siman Kuf Nun Hey. The Mishnah Berurah over there, he makes a point out of this. People think that Achiv is Kfiyas Itim B'Tayra, like the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph, that Hashem Shoyel Adam Reisadin Will You Kvei Itim L'Tayra. He thinks, if I'm Kvei Itim L'Tayra, finished. It's Kvei an hour a day. That's what I learned. Zeu. He says it's a mistake. There's one Achiv to be Kvei Itim L'Tayra, and that means no matter what, even if you're busy, you always have to have Eis Kvua L'Tayra every day. Abachutz Mizeh, a person has to learn when he has p'nai. He shouldn't be loimed Torah leprakim. Does it say feiru Torah sech if he's loimed Torah leprakim? As avada, there's a dinner kviyas itim l'tayra, and that is to make sure every day to learn. They shouldn't go by without learning. But there's another nakuda, another inyan which is mutal on a person that when he has extra time to take it out and learn. Take out a sefer and look at a sefer. Kol echad kefi mashu, listen to a shir. It's an under a kesha to the Torah. The Torah becomes his mitzias. It's a din which is mutal on a person. Lamanu Habi, you say this in Torah. We learned the Inyanim of Chazara, the Chshivas of Chazara. We learned the Chshivas of Amelus Bat Torah. That's the Tachlis of Adam. It's Kedai to invest. And we learned Loimit Torah Leprakim. The Torah is not something which is a time a day. It's something which is a limud, kolas man. When you're able to, can move on. You can't overdo yourself. You're a person. But when you're able to, you should try to learn the extra time in Torah. Reb Chaim Volozhin, when he was Koveya, the yeshiva in Volozhin, he said, I'm not being Koveya the Seder when you learn. Hare, you can't be Koveya. Eis lasos l'Hashem l'feir Torah secha. We're not l'yemit Torah l'prakim. He said, we're being Koveya Seder l'batola. Dainu, from 1 to 2, you have to learn and sleep. From 7:45 to 8:45, you have to eat. And then, the rest of the day, you're learning. It's not shaykh sidre limud. Limud is kol hazman. Just be kaveh, there are times where you have a srachim that you have to take care of. Thus is the sidre yeshiva. Yes, even for a ben toyer, that's skorn under a cook. Of a va'ayda pam. Doesn't mean every spare second you have to learn and feel a lachatz. Just when you do have spare time, take out a sefer. Look at a sefer and learn a little bit in your spare time that you should be mishtayach to this inyan, that it's not loimit Torah l'prakim. I only have this time in the day that I learn. No, there's more time in the day too. The Gemara then continues. The Gemara says, "Kalam Lamed is chaver ben chaver etayra malav akosev kiilu yolda." There's a gra in Sefer Yitzira. It's brought down in the Sfarim. It's something we don't look at. We don't learn Sefer Kabbalah. It's brought down in Sfarim. The Gain in Sefer Yitzira that says a gishmak epshad in the Gemara. He says, a person has two fathers. He has a biological father, the one who gave birth to his body, that's his parents. And then there's someone who gave birth to his neshama, that's his Rebbe who taught him Torah. Because the latest on neshama is Ayyidei Torah. The more Torah you learn, the more the person is kind of neshama. Masha over here also learns on derech zeh. As a malas ben chavera ki'ilu aso. Moshe Rabbeinu in the Torah, it says that his children were Aaron's children because it's kilu yolda. It's kilu, he's the father. He kilu gave birth to their neshama. And then Rabbi Amar kilu aso la'atzmai. If you go with the goyin, you could be mamshich. When a person is melamed Torah, as the Rebbe is niskadal. Number one, he has to teach someone else Torah. He grows from it. He has it under kesha to the Torah. But gam his neshama is also growing. A malamed Torah, as the Torah is an under a kinyan in the Rebbe, as memela the Rebbe grows also, as it's kilu he's aso laatzmai. V'oid kilu aso ledivrei Torah. When Torah goes into a person and it changes the person, it's a maila in the Torah. The Torah is kilu growing and extending also. Kodricha v'araisa v'yisrael chadhu. As when the Torah goes into the neshama of a year, the Torah is also kilu asola divrei Torah. As this is gvaldige chizuk, not only for Rebbe, but for all of us when we're learning Torah, to understand Torah is changing on neshama and building on neshama. Sar Chaim that says brings from the Kadmoinim that even if a person has a zayir, he brings a low neshama. That was on a low darga, but al yedei limud haTorah yikamal his neshama to hecher darga. Says limud haTorah is a leida. That's why a person's called a ben Torah. He was neilid from the Torah. It's shaft and eye in the neshama and the person. As limud has such a tremendous effect on the person, it shafts the person from nayas. It creates him. That's what we saw in the Gemara before, the Chazara b'limud, the Amelus b'Torah, then the Neshama is Mis'ala Yosef Yosef, and the effect of the limud is so much greater. This man, the Chazik is Atzmeinu, after we saw also the beginning, the Chshivas of Torah, that's the Dvar Hashem, when we're learning Torah, we're connecting to Hashem, as we're putting Hashem more into us, as thus is Kilu Mala the Neshama, because Kuchibrichova Raisu means Neshama Chadhu, as the Ikra Yid, as the more Torah, the more Kutcha Bricha we put in us, the more we're Noilid Michadash, the more the Torah shafts us from Nais. It's Megadalto, Meramamta, Al Kol HaMaisa. It's Megadal Mamish. It changes the whole Mahus and makes us to grow. This plot of Gemara is a Gevaldige Chizuk in Limud HaTorah. Understanding what Torah does to a person, understanding the Gidol we have from Torah, and understanding how to be misgadol from Torah. And Shetedel Chatz Kedai, you have to work, Avada. You're working anyway in life. Everyone's working. You might as well put your work in something that will be Zoicha to the Schara Gadol of Ein Loi Rasa Elokim Zulasecha, the Schara Miyuchid LeTalmidei Chachamim.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.